Hello, culinary adventurers. Welcome back to the Simple Recipe Box podcast, where we turn your kitchen into a flavor festival. I'm your host, Ben Harper, ready to guide you through another delectable recipe. Today, we're diving into a dish that combines the rich, savory flavors of a classic ribeye with a tropical twist. Yes, we're making the Houston Hawaiian ribeye. Sound of sizzling steak. Imagine a steak so tender and juicy, with hints of pineapple and soy, that each bite takes you straight to a breezy Hawaiian beach. Sounds irresistible, right? Well, let's not waste another minute. Here's how you can create this culinary masterpiece right in your own kitchen. A background music, upbeat, tropical. First things first, let's talk ingredients. For this recipe, you'll need about 1 to 2 pounds of prime ribeye steak, about an inch thick. This cut is perfect for grilling due to its marbling, which keeps the steak juicy and flavorful. Now, to make our Hawaiian-inspired marinade, you'll need 1 cup of pineapple juice. Fresh is best for that authentic Hawaiian punch. 1/2 cup of soy sauce. Go for low sodium to control the saltiness. 1/4 cup of brown sugar. 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar. 1 tablespoon of freshly grated ginger. And 2 cloves of minced garlic. If you're watching your gluten intake or sugar levels, don't worry. You can substitute the soy sauce with tamari or coconut aminos and swap out the brown sugar for honey or agave syrup. Sound of steak marinade. Combine all these ingredients in a bowl and whisk them until the sugar dissolves. Place your ribeye in a resealable plastic bag, pour in the marinade, and seal it up. Make sure the steak is fully immersed in the marinade and let it sit in the fridge. For the best flavor, you'll want to marinate it for at least 24 hours. Remember, patience is a virtue that pays off deliciously here. Sound of grill igniting. When you're ready to cook, preheat your grill to high heat. You want it nice and hot to get that perfect char. Grill each side of your steak for about 4 to 5 minutes if you're aiming for medium rare, which is about 135 degrees your internal temperature. No grill, no problem. Just heat a cast iron skillet in the oven at 400 degrees Fahrenheit and cook each side for about 5 to 6 minutes. After your steak is cooked, let it rest for about 5 minutes before slicing. This helps the juices redistribute throughout the meat, ensuring each bite is as flavorful as the last. Now for serving, keep it simple. A light salad or some grilled vegetables can complement the rich flavors of the ribeye without overpowering it. And there you have it, folks. Your very own Houston Hawaiian ribeye, a dish that promises to be a showstopper at any dining table. Thanks for tuning in to the Simple Recipe Box podcast. I hope you feel inspired to try this tropical twist on a classic steak. For more recipes and kitchen tips, be sure to visit our blog, Simple Recipe Box. Until next time, keep those taste buds adventurous.